If you keep declaring that you have diabetes, diabetes will establish itself on your body. If you keep declaring my high blood pressure, it will be established on your body. Oh, no, I don't have this. I just have high cholesterol. It will be established in your body because you keep declaring it. I will declare I am healthy and wealthy.
Amen.
And I will even declare I will become a millionaire. So that I can build another 50 churches. 50.
Amen.
I didn't hear only my wife say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. When you declare something, the Bible says it will be established for you because there is one purpose on your declaration. It says light will shine on your ways. If you are making the wrong declaration, darkness may shine on your ways. Why? Because when you and I declare a thing, it will be established. We as people of the book supposed to be on the top of our game. We supposed to be on the top of our game. No demon has no rights to come and mess up with us. They are barking to the wrong tree. Because we will declare. And I declare right now. I will not cave in for cold, flu, strep throat, or any garbage that that piece of garbage may think he can bring upon my body. In the name of Jesus. I declare that this concert on the 31st is going to be jam-packed.
Amen.
And people will be blessed. I left to go to talk to WCBM, AM 680. And on my way, I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I call upon favor from heaven. And I declare that we will find favor before these people. Well, when we first went to Sid Roth to put Sid Roth on the air, we paid $1,200 on advertisement, and we had 12 spots on the radio. I walk into the office of WCBM mumbling, I have favor before God and before man. Salesman came and we start talking. And after we chat a little bit, I told him about Ron Canole. And I said, man, it's been quite a while I didn't hear from you guys. Blah, 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 blah. Long story short. We've got 6 free spots. Free, 30 seconds spot. So tomorrow, there's going to be 2 on the morning shows, 2 on Rush Limbaugh, and 2 on Sean Hannity. That's tomorrow. The following week, you see 6, right? The following week, on Tuesday, 2 on the morning shows, 2 on Rush, 2 on Sean Hannity. On Wednesday, we're going to do the same thing again. Now here's the bonus. Instead of paying $1,200 like we paid last time, we've got a 30% discount. It cost us $800 only. I continue to declare favor. Here's the ice on the cake. We're going to have 40 spots on AM in 1370. Tomorrow is going to run 10 times during the day. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 times each day for free. You will declare a thing, and it will be established for you. Say with me, I declare I'm healed.
I declare I'm healed.
And it's going to be established.
In the name of Jesus.
Say with me,
I declare.
Doubt has no place in my mind.
Unbelief has no place in my heart.
And it shall be established. In the name of Jesus. So that my light may shine in all my talks, be careful about what you say. You are a child of the King. You are a child of the light. And when you start declaring bad things about yourself, it will establish anyway it's going to be dark. But when you decide to agree with God and start declaring the words of God, that very thing will be established. Because God wants light to shine in your way. Why would a God do that? Jesus said, let your light shine. Isn't that right? So that your neighbors can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The way and the reason that God wants your lights to shine on your ways is that when the light of God is shining your way, it will compel other people to come to Christ. It will compel other people to desire to have the kind of faith that you have to serve the God that you do. Somebody listened to us on the podcast every week, and the person sent me an email and said, my daughter is 27 years old, and I haven't heard from her in 11 years. She left home when she was 17 to try life in Hollywood. Never heard from that person ever again. And I think she has been kidnapped. So, whoa, 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 whoa. We raised that tape. So we prayed again, Lord, we reversed that word in the name of Jesus. And then after talking, I said, sis, I understand the desperation every mother would feel. 11 years you don't hear from your child. I understand that. Now, there's two things you're going to do right now. You're going to reverse every single thing you said today, negative about this whole situation. Why should I do that? Said, you call me here, right? Right. Then you do what I'm telling you. If you don't want to do it, don't bother calling. My goodness, all right. So you went through a prayer, and every negative thing that she spoke about this child, she repented, and reversed. Once that all was done, it was almost an hour-long, tedious telephone call. So now we're going to agree that this child will call you before the day is over. What? I said, sis, do I need to pray for your hearing? No, you have an accent. So do you. We will pray that this child will call you. You don't have to go so. Be quiet. Let me finish. Call you before the day is over. All right. You think she will? We prayed. 3:30 in the afternoon. The sister got a call from Seattle, Washington. Mom, is that you?
Hallelujah.
And she freaked out. The bad part of it, instead of talking to the child, she started talking nonsense. Why haven't you called me? Blah, 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 blah. The phone went off. She called. I just blew it. I said, I know. Based on your reaction early in the conversation, what happened now? She called.
Yeah.
Do you think that I'm going to waste my time praying for you, expecting that nothing is going to happen? The book says in here, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established. So we give instruction again. Let's make it a long story short. The child is back here in Randallstown. After 11 years. You know, folks, we should watch what we say. You will never, ever, 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 ever hear me say my diabetes, my glaucoma, my high blood pressure, my cholesterol, my hernia. It ain't gonna happen. Because the things that you and I declare will be established for us. Now, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I want you to think about something that you have been very negative about. And then you're going to declare it with me, so God can establish and the light may shine on your way. Think about something. Something you've been very negative, or something that is not nagging you. Let me take myself as an example. I'm going to do so you can see. I declare in the name of Jesus that my son Hudson will be serving God full-heartedly before December 31st, 2013 in the name of Amen. Jesus, and it shall be established.
Amen.
Amen. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
I declare that my son, Hudson Santos, will be serving God fully and wholeheartedly before December 31st, and it shall be established.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You got the point?
Amen.
Now I want you to do it with yourself. If you are ashamed to speak in a loud voice, just do some humming. Maybe God will understand what you're saying. Don't expect too much result because you're humming, right? So, on the count of three, you know what is? Oh, preacher, I have my arthritis. Well, if you want to keep it, continue to call it my arthritis. But if you don't, you can say, I declare in the name of Jesus that this arthritis will disappear from my body before this day is over in the name of Jesus, and it shall be established. Are you with me?
Yes.
I gave you the example. On the count of three. One, two, three. I declare in the name of Jesus that the declaration that has been spoken shall be established on the time frame given by God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every declaration that has been spoken this morning within the sanctuary shall be established on the time frame given by God's people this morning in the name of Jesus, so that our light may shine, so that the light of God may be shining upon God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare that all declaration spoken by God's people this morning will be established on the time frame given by God's people in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's continue. Let's go now to Proverbs 18:7. Now that you have made this declaration, please do yourself a favor. Do not contrary speak what you just declared. Do not void your declaration by saying the things on the opposite. Is anybody listening to me?
Yes.
Now that you have declared all these things to come to place, do not void your declaration by saying things on the opposite way. A fool's mouth is his destruction. And his lips are the snare of his soul. Now that you have spoken your miracle into existence, do not contradict your declaration by saying something the opposite. Does everybody understand what I'm saying here? I don't understand. You just said that in the name of Jesus, by the end of the day, all the diabetic symptoms on your body will disappear. Don't get out tomorrow and say, my diabetes is very high. You're contradicting yourself. Are we together here? And this is why the Bible says, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Yes, ma'am. Well, a lot of people don't understand. Jesus one time said, when you go before the Father and you pray, do not keep repeating things like the Pharisees does. Different preacher will give you a different answer. My experience, somebody will say, yes, it's okay because the Bible said that widow kept hammering on the door and that wicked judge got tired of hearing her asking and he finally gave in. So preacher will say, yes, you already agree, and then continue to pray for this. I wouldn't do that. What I do is I declare this thing now. I'm going to cement my declaration by speaking the word of God. For example, I just declare that Hudson Santos will be serving God full time before December 31st. So from this point forth, I will say, thank you, God, for delivering Hudson. Thank you, God, for the life of service that Hudson will have in the house of God. Thank you, God, because you said on your word in Acts 16:31 that if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, not only I, but my whole household, including Hudson, shall be saved. So I'm going to be cementing my declaration by using scriptures. What I will not do, which is what he's saying over there, there's no hope for Hudson, man. We pray so much, but nothing is happening. That's the fool's mouth. You just declare that the man is going to be saved and fully serving the Lord between now and December the 31st. And then you're going to say, there's no hope for this guy. That's a fool's mouth. So answering your question, if I declared already, Lord, I declare right now in the presence of God and the angels that are here right now and this congregation that my son will serve God wholeheartedly between now and December the 31st, I will not make that declaration anymore, because a declaration is like a decree. You know, you decree this stuff. It's the done deal. Now we're going to wait for this to take a body, to manifest itself. So how do I do now? I'm going to cement my declaration. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing that Hudson will be in your hand. Amen. Thank you for that great deacon that he will become. Thank you, because you said it, if I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only I and my household, but my whole household shall be saved. Amen. I'll say, God, thank you very much, because as for me and my house, including Hudson, we will serve the Lord. Yes. I'm going to be cementing my declaration with the word of God. Like I told you, I'm going to be a millionaire. And I thank you, God, for the millions that are coming my way. Amen. And it's going to happen. And you will see. Amen. Why? Because on the day that money comes to my hands, I'm going to build 50 different churches. And if God allow me, I'm going to do all in Maryland and the surrounding areas. If not, I'll go overseas. But this money will come to my hand not because I will get the money and drive a nice car. I already drive nice cars. And if I have to drive an old car tomorrow, I'll be happy as I am. It's not things. It is God. It's not things. It's the relationship that we have with God. And you know, sometimes people fail to understand. If you have a child, and that child is doing so well, and that child is pleasing you, that child don't even have to ask you anything. If you see the child with a need, as a parent, immediately you jump in. Is that right? That's the nature of parents. God is our Father. So when we learn, you know, the concept of relationship with dad, you know, the Lord likes me when they call him dad. I'm talking about the Father, not Jesus. He likes when they call me dad. This morning we were talking, he asked me, what do I do with you? Sorry, Lord. I mean, there's some things that I have difficulty with. I have to learn to overcome that stuff. And he's guiding me. He's coaching me because I didn't have a father to teach me that stuff. You know? This is why God gives parents to children. I didn't have a parent. I didn't have a father. I never had a male figure in my life to teach me how you do things. I never had. I craved, I cried for this, and I didn't have. So there are little things here and there that I need adjustment. And the Lord knows that. So the Lord is coaching me on a daily basis. So there's one part in my life that I have some difficulty. And this morning, I blew up again. It's no sin, I'm not sinning, but something that God wants me to do. And often I do, and then I forget, and then I do it again, and then I forget. So this morning, I said, what do I do with you? Mercy, please. God likes when they call him daddy. You know what I mean? Therefore, what I'm trying to say here is, once we declared the thing, we cement that declaration with the word of God. Nothing pleases God more than when we call on him for what he says. Amen. I was on my shower, and the Lord said, I was, you know, sometimes when I'm in my shower, I kind of have a nice time with my God. Why in the shower? I don't know. I guess I'm discovered. God sees me for what I am. And the Lord was saying, tell the people, they got to speak the word. Why? When they speak the word, they give me something to work with. Amen. He says, I will honor my word above my name. Amen. So when I declare the word of God, when I declare a thing, it will be established, and I will cement that thing by speaking the word of God over and over and over and over and over and over. That give God ammunition and give him something to work with. On the other hand, it gets the devil frustrated because he hears you speaking the word of God. Y'all remember the temptation in Matthew 4? All time he came against Jesus, Jesus knocked him off with the word. Isn't that right? And I think the New Living Translation say he got frustrated and he left Jesus alone. When I'm declaring, God will establish because I'm declaring the word of God. I'm declaring the word of God. Let's go to Isaiah 57:19. Let me address some of you here that are dealing with infirmities. Isaiah 57:19. I want you to read it with me. I created the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord.
And I will heal him. Amen.
I will heal them.
Amen.
I created the fruit of the lips. Are you with me here?
Yes.
And this is why he says on the word, you shall declare a thing and it shall be established. God created the fruit of the lips. What is the fruit of the lips? I will heal him. So I will declare I am healed by him. I am healed by Jesus. And that shall be established. When the healing takes place, God's light shines upon our lives. Are you with me here? We all know this. Then start speaking the word of God. Don't come and talk, oh, brother, you don't know. My hurting is hurting so bad. That's the fool's lips speaking right there. Are we still together here?
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So be careful. Do not void and nullify. Brother, I put up there Proverbs 21:23. Do not void God's promises. Do not void your declaration with foolish statements. Watch this. Whoever guard his mouth and
tongue.
What happened?
Keep
you get that?
Right.
So instead of speaking about the symptoms, or worse yet, instead of speaking about the diagnosis, I'm going to guard my lips from talking this thing. I'm going to speak, he will heal me. I am healed. And that's going to be established. I told you Sunday, but then the Lord said, da-da-da-da-da, not today. Not tonight. I told you that I just gave a punch on the devil. A week and a half ago, my eyes were foggy. Literally. It's like I was in a room full of smoke. And it happened so suddenly. What in the world is wrong with me? And I prayed. And I prayed. And I prayed. Seems like the more I prayed, the foggier it got. So common sense called for some action. I called Dr. Duncan, who is a chief ophthalmologist in a clinic in Towson. Took me in, said, you guys are good. What you have now is presbyopia, blah, 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 blah. And that happened to everybody. Once you go over 40, the lenses, the eyes doesn't have the power anymore to zoom in and zoom out, and this is why it's foggy. So how we fix that? There's no cure for that. I said, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus. I don't have no Presbyterian or whatever it is that you have on my eye. It's not going to happen. And then he said, I said, the bad about it, I have to have a glass 2, 2, 2.5, 2.25 to read anything because everything is so smoky, so foggy. Well, just you have to live with it. I said, I rebuke that word in the name of Jesus because I have the eyes of Christ. Amen. I declared. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
I declared. I rebuke that fogginess because I have the eyes of Christ. Well, let me read for you right now here. If you want, I can read it like this. He who keep his mouth and his tongue keep his soul from trouble. Oh, I can read right like this. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and set on fire the curse of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. I refuse to take a 225 glass on my face because a doctor said I have to do that. You shall declare a thing, and it shall be established.
Amen.
I declare I'm not going to have no 225 thing hanging on my nose. You crazy? It's not going to happen. I declare, and it has been established. I'm reading without a glass. Now, is that a problem to use glass? No, don't be silly. I'm not saying that it's a problem wearing glass. We're talking about declaration. We're talking about whoever guard his mouth and tongue, keep his soul from trouble. If I would agree with the doctor, oh, well, let me get some glasses here. Using glass now? Yes, the doctor say I have Presbyterian or something, 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 and I have to use glasses. Presbyopia or something like that. Whatever the garbage is called, I refuse to go on with the doctor. I'm going to speak the word of God. I can read all things through Christ Jesus who has strengthened my eyes. I have the eyes of Christ. You shall declare a thing, and it shall be established. Now, you want to see something? Give me this thing on the New Living Translation, brother. I better get a little bit excited because our brother here is already getting tired. Oh, glory. Watch your tongue. And keep your mouth shut. And you will. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Now, the backslider translation is a little crazy, but I want to still show you. Watch this. Watch your words. And?
Hold your tongue.
Why?
You set yourself
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
And wealthy.
And wealthy.
I am happy.
I am happy.
I declare.
I declare.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
I am happy.
I am happy.
I have the joy of God in me. And it shall be established.
It shall be established.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Are we still on the same page?
Yes.
I want to give you a few more words real quick. Be careful. Be careful on how you speak about your health stage. Never agree with a doctor. We are not denying that sickness exists. Say amen.
Amen.
We are denying sickness the right to exist in our bodies. Amen. You got what I'm saying, right?
Amen.
Watch this. Proverbs 12:6, brother. We're going to stay on Proverbs 12 for a few times. Proverbs 12:6. Listen to this. The word of the wicked are lying in wait for blood. But the mouth of the righteous, of the upright, say what? The mouth of the upright will deliver them. When you get to the New Living Translation, it's a little crazy, but I want to show you. The words of the weak are like a murderous ambush, but the words of the godly save lives. Watch what you say about yourself and about your family and about your job and about your health. Watch out your words. Watch this. The same book, brother, give him verse 14 on the same chapter. Verse 14. Scroll it down. Verse 14. Wise words. Say what? And hard work brings rewards. Wise words brings many benefits. Be wise when you speak about your health condition. Oh, you don't understand. I have arthritis. Says who? My body. The doctor says so. But then I agree with the doctor and remain with arthritis. I'm not no magician. We can watch what we say. You remember in the beginning? You shall declare a thing, and it shall be established. So if you start declaring that you have arthritis, it's going to be established. So keep your arthritis and live miserably happy. Now, it's interesting how the Backslider translation put this thing. Watch this. Well-spoken words. Well done works. Speak well about your health. But I'm not feeling well. Maybe if you just start speaking well, it's going to be established. There is power in the words that we speak. Listen to verse 18 on the same chapter. Watch this. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword. Some people are specialized in that. They don't have to hurt you, to hit you with their fist. Words can cause deeper wounds than a fist punch. But the tongue of the wise. Now, how could the tongue of the wise promote health? Tell me, Wendy, how could the tongue of the wise promote health? There you go. There's one here. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. How could the tongue of the wise promote health? Declare the thing until it is established. Your tongue can promote health instead of destruction by declaring the thing. And this is why I say I'm healed. I am healthy and wealthy. And that's never going to change. I'm going to give you one more scripture, and I'm going to stop for today. Proverbs 14:3. Don't you just love the Bible? Read it with me. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise. How is that possible? When the doctor said that I had the Presbyterian opia, whatever the thing was, I disagree with him. And my eyes are preserved because I disagree with the doctor. I'm not denying the existence of whatever he said it was, but you know, it's dwindling. It is wearing itself out of my body. Because the mouth or the lips of the wise will preserve them. I have the eyes of Christ. Huh? I can see all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens, who restores my eyes. On the New Living Translation, it's interesting the way he puts, watch this. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe. My eyes are safe from presbyopia, presby whatever junk he says it has. My eyes are safe because I have the eyes of Christ. I can see all things through Christ Jesus. Amen? Now let me show you the backslide of the translation. Frivolous talk provokes a derisive smile. Wise speak. You got that? Wise speech evokes nothing but respect. So instead of talking nonsense about other people's health or about your own health, be wise about what you speak. Why are you always hammering this thing? Let's go back to Job. First scripture I gave you, Job 22, verse 28. And we're going to finish this morning by reading that scripture together. Read it with me. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. Why?
So light will shine on your ways.
Say with me, I declare, that I am healed. From whatever disease, the doctor says I have. I am healed. From whatever disease, my body is complaining about. In the name of Jesus,
I declare
by Jesus' stripes,
I am healed.
Starting off right now,
in the name of Jesus,
and it must be established.
I am healed.
End of story. I am healed
by the stripes of Jesus.
I am blessed.
I lack nothing.
I shall not live in want.
The light of God is shining upon my life.
I declare,
my family is in the kingdom of God.
And I'm giving God
the right to bring them in
in whichever way He chooses.
But I declare,
the devil can't have my family.
The devil can't have my finances.
The devil can't have my house.
Cannot have my car.
Or nothing that I own. I declare
I am of God.
All that I have is God's.
And the devil can't have it.
It is established.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Aren't you going to pray for the people? No. Let me tell you this right now. There are six of you here this morning that came crying along the way. I wish God would not touch me today. He already did.
Amen.
He already did. One of your sisters have been molested with women stuff. I have to say more than this. You know who you are. You've been molested with women stuff. God is touching your body right now.
Amen.
Right now.
It's
just resetting the clock and recycling your body right now. Right now as I'm speaking, the Lord is resetting the clock on your body right now. Another one of you came here with acute pain, a very acute pain. It hurt real bad for the last 24 hours. God is dissolving the cause of the pain right now.
Amen.
Don't agree with the doctor. Speak, declare your healing, and it will be established before the end of this day. Amen. I may pray for a few people afterwards. Let's bless the Lord with an offering. The Lord is telling me now that some of you got a blessing recently. Who was it? Some of you got blessed. Did I hear it wrong? I did? Okay. Let's get some testimony here to get things moving.
Yes, in Jesus' name. In fact, I have two blessings. One of my blessings is Miss Snowden. There she is. Yes. Miss Snowden, please, if you want, I want to give a testimony. I used to take care of Miss Snowden's husband as a nurse, and for one reason or the other, you know, there was some